Blog Talk Radio.
Me down again, I hear that two faces match.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you can hear me. I don't have my co-host with me tonight. It's me on my own, and there's only one person in the chat room who's a guest, and I don't think guests can necessarily chat, so I hope you guys can hear me. But, you know, tonight was not really a planned show night. I have been talking to a lot of people for the past couple of days that are just really in crisis. And so I decided that we would try a shorter show. It's 90 minutes. It's just an emergency full moon show. I've got my pen and paper here for when people need to call in. And if you're out there listening, we do have some callers already in the queue. But if you're out there listening, the number to call in is 347-215-8421. And remember, this is kind of a crisis crisis call, so to speak. If you're under stress, if you are in emergency situations, a spiritual emergency, which you can have, believe it or not, you can have, you know, this is what tonight is about. Plus, since this is, you know, a full moon night, I'll be taking names and we'll be, you know, kind of manifesting some peace or whatever it is that you want to have into your life. We're going to manifest it. I do know that there's a lot of relationship crises going on right now that make people feel like they're being pulled apart by the scalp, just about. So, you know, like I said, it's about that. It's about that tonight. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu. I am your reader tonight. Our on call, or whatever you want to call him, our loved one Bill is asleep. So it's just me tonight. And hopefully, like I said, you guys are hearing me okay, because I don't have any way for anybody to really signal me to say it's okay. But anyhow, I'm going to take the first caller. First caller is calling from area code 256. This is Nunu. Could I have your name and your birth date?
Brandy, May 18th, 1984.
You said May 18th, 84?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me okay on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Brandy, why don't you share your issue with me tonight?
School is kind of stressful right now.
Okay, okay.
Wondering how that's going to turn out.
How your school situation is going to turn out. Okay. Now, I don't want to ever, when I'm talking to people, sound like I'm just trying to be your buddy, okay, because that's not what you're calling a reader for. But I want you to remember, you've got a couple of awesome things that are going on for you right now. We have just started a new life cycle, okay? Life cycles transit roughly between July of one year and July of the next. When we see what your life cycle is, we're going to tell you what you really need to be honing in on so that you can not only make school awesome, but just make things happen that you really want. So, but I know you want to know, when you throw free will in the mix, when you throw everything else into the mix, what's going to happen? You see what I mean? So, but remember, you still have a lot of control of things right now. But hold on just a moment, if you would. We're talking to our guides right now. We're asking everybody to gather around. And, you know, Brandy is very concerned about school, so we want to see what's going to be going on with her. Hold on just a moment, sweetheart. And remember, just breathe. Just relax. Okay. You know, right now, the cycle that you've begun is actually called security of home. So it actually looks like your cycle is about how you feel safe, how you feel secure. It's really a financial cycle, but remember, sometimes coins are not about money. They're about how we're feeling about ourselves. So remember, you are stepping into this cycle with your coins upside down a little bit. When I go backwards, it looks like you have lots and lots of dreams, lots of hopes. So my question to you is, okay, are you returning to school from after a hiatus?
No. Well, I didn't go back this past fall, so I returned back this spring and been in the group since spring.
Okay, okay. So your hiatus, you took your hiatus in the fall.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, you were in school for a year or so, then it looks like you took that break, and then you were back in the spring. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure I'm seeing things right for you. It does look like you are, honestly, it does look like you're having some, now, whether or not this is cold feet, because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff surrounding you where you feel like, oh my gosh, this is just not going to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it also looks like you're having some trust issues. I know that this is not about school right now, but the trust issues that you're having, or these feelings of not being able to trust anybody or whatnot, they look like they're actually radiating off of a man in your life.
Okay.
Is that how you're feeling about the person that you've been seeing, or is there somebody that's making you feel like you don't know if you want to leave him out there on his own, or maybe he's been making you feel like this is something you shouldn't be doing?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, okay, that's okay. We'll leave that to the side because I don't want to stir up some things that are not true, or dig up some stuff that's just not really happening with you. But I mean, I do have this distrust here sitting between you and a king of coins. Now, the thing is, though, this could be the school itself. You may not be trusting the school itself. So, but anyway, a lot of this stuff that's going on with you looks like this is stuff that's inner turmoil, and it doesn't have to actually manifest itself outside of you, okay? Just remember that. Because when it's all said and done, I've got good news, and it says there's good news here in about a phase of three, which is about 3 months. So it does look like 3 months from now is like November. And so it does look like you should be rolling here, okay? And then it even looks like you're going back for the spring semester. And then after that, you show up here as an empress. So are you studying healthcare, or what are you studying?
Nursing.
Okay, so you are. Are you going to go into home healthcare, or are you thinking about going into more like anything that has to do with women?
When I first got into it, I was wanting to do the OB nursing.
Okay, okay. But now you're just kind of just trying to get through nursing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's okay, sweetie, because remember, it does look like you'll be doing it. It really does look like you'll be doing it. And so, you know, when we, like I said, you go into the spring semester and it looks like you'll be making it. Now, it does look like there could be some other things going on. Like if you have an older, like a grandmother or an older female in your life that it looks like you take care of periodically, and that looks like that is what's sucking your time up a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mean that to sound negative, but it does look like it's something that can make you like derail from what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Okay. So if you're just aware that there's certain things that are happening, you can know how you can maneuver around them, okay? But I actually do, when we're jumping around, like I said, from cycle to cycle, it does actually look like you're going to be able to finish nursing. So, but just remember, you do have these things that are kind of going, hey, look at me, some flags, you know? But knowing about them is going to help you be able to figure out what to do with them, okay?
Okay.
So, but it definitely does look like you will finish school, okay? And so, I mean, I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I feel a lot better, but I was very stressed out earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Crying and trying to get pushed through it. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely sounds like it is. But just remember, you're already a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to prove to the school that you are.
Okay.
And, you know, if you think about it that way, you know, you can see where, you know, it's you're already doing it in your life, but you just want to be able to, you know, do what you love so that you don't feel like you're really working. You know what I mean? You want to be able to do what you would do what you do so that you can take care of yourself. And everyone has every right in the world to be able to do what they do and be rewarded. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to put you on our list so that maybe, hopefully we can get some of this anxiety off of you. I know that there's been a little bit taken off of you, but I know that it'll probably come back.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, you know, we're going to get you a nice candle going, and I'm looking in my candle box. I've got tons and tons of purples. I got a yellow. I'm going to light a yellow candle for you tonight, okay?
Oh, thank you.
To get some of this pressure taken off of you, sweetheart. But we do have some callers waiting, but I'm so glad to be able to meet you and help you tonight. And, you know, follow the show so that you can see when we're on. And we do like to see how people are doing. And plus, on Facebook, it's under Psychic Nunu. We have a lot of inspirational things we stick on there and just, you know, I really do care about how people are doing. So just, you know, hang in there, okay, Brandy?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope everybody out there is doing okay. We do have some more callers in the queue. I see you. We'll be right there to you. But I do need to jump up. I'm by myself tonight, like I said, and I need to grab some water. So I'm going to play a little short song, and I will be back in not even 2 minutes. Hi, this is Nunu, and I'm speaking with caller 919. How can I help you?
Hi. My name is Rebecca. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca, for listening. Rebecca, could I have your birth date, please?
3/10/73.
Okay, all right, dear. Well, why don't you share with me what's going on with you that's got you kind of, you know, in that place tonight or these days?
I have been in, I was in a long-term relationship of 9 years, and he broke up with me in the beginning of the year, and there's been some communication, but not too much, and I'm just really missing him and just really hoping for us to reunite, but until then, you know, I'm trying to get out and, you know, just have fun and meet people. And it's kind of interesting because, like, every person I meet, and he, by the way, in the relationship, he was kind of, he kept it a certain way. And the people that I meet and I'm interested in, are also like that, and I find it, I mean, that I'm, that that is what I'm bringing in, because, I mean, in general, men love me, and I'm fighting everyone off, but the ones I'm interested in, they're interested, but then they're, you know, keep their distance. It's odd.
I want to ask you a weird question. Maybe it's not weird, but do you think that you might be trying to make him in like, and what I mean by make him is like literally rebake him into a different cookie. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, well, he has said it, but I have never, ever put any demands on him or any.
Oh no! I think you're mishearing me, and I'm so sorry. What my question to you is: do you think that you might be trying to, like, find him in other people?
Oh. I mean, that could be because, yeah.
And you know, and the thing is, I understand where you are. I really do. Because when I sit back and I think about, you know, who I care for and, you know, worst case scenario moving forward, I'm just like, well, maybe I could find somebody that, you know, does that or does this or looks like this or, you know what I mean? And it just,
yeah.
It just kind of feels like I'm looking to just like rebake him, but not him himself, but just try to find somebody that's exactly like him. And it, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm just like the worst case scenario, just because I can't imagine. I just talk to so many different people and so many different kinds of people every day. And I always try to put myself in their shoes, so that I can see not just how they feel, but you know what I mean? And so,
yeah. And it would be weird too, though, because that's the one quality about him that I would choose to change.
Right.
You know, like he'd like to have a certain distance, and I, you know, I can respect that, but I would like to do, you know, I would have liked to do it without it. I would have loved to be married. I would have, you know,
Right. Well, what do you call him, or what does he go by?
He goes, it's actually not his name. He goes by Todd.
Okay. No, that's okay, because, I mean, I just want to see. We want to see if Todd returns. I mean, I want to do that just to see if, you know, where you are is for a reason. Like, if you intuitively know, you know, it'll be a back again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on just a moment. Let me see. And remember, just relax. Just breathe and relax. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Oh, wow. And is that the end of the quest? Okay, that's the quest. So, interesting. Okay. The cycle, the life cycle you're in is called the Empress, and the Empress represents, you know, not only your world, but the part of a woman that is, you know, the mom, the wife, the girlfriend, that sort of thing. So this is, I mean, you really are in a place to have what it is that you want right now, okay? Okay. And when I go backwards here, because right now we really are focused on him. The last time, let me go back here real quick. It says, I'm going back to July, June, May, April, March, February. So you guys broke up. You said, was it in January or was it in December?
Well, it kind of around there, but we saw it was kind of back and forth for a while.
Because it looks like you did see him in February.
Yes.
And
I saw him in the beginning of March, and then all cut off.
Yeah, and it says leaving a place. And then it says there's no meeting of minds, there's a split. And, I mean, you've actually been going through what looks like a divorce, so to speak. And
yeah.
Then last month, it looks like this is where you probably started actually trying to meet people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, very end of June.
Okay. Now.
And that's also when we started talking again.
Okay. Okay. Now, he does show up here as a hermit right now. Now, the hermit is, I want you to kind of understand what the hermit really means, okay? I mean, people have different interpretations of cards, and I'm not saying that I know everything, but the hermit or Hermes or Mercury, Hermes and Mercury are the same characters in Greek and Roman mythology, okay? And also, when is his birth date?
December 13th.
Okay, okay. So he's a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the hermit, if you ever think about FTD Florist,
yes.
Mercury had the little wings on his feet, you know. He's a messenger, okay? And so when people actually are talking about a hermit, they think of some old man who lives in the woods or lives in a cave. But the thing is, you never really see the hermit's house. You just see the hermit roaming around. So, like, the mailman is modeled after the hermit or Mercury. You know what I mean? So this basically means he's going to start doing this. I mean, I know you've already spoken to him, but he's going to be doing this hermit thing. He's roaming around. Then in about, let's say, November time, August, September, October, November, December time, he starts to, it says you know him well. And this is where it looks like he starts getting a little glitter up under his shoes, starts trying to shine again. And it looks like you guys are actually spending some time together because his body is actually present. Now, there is a little bit of a disconnect, and then it does look like he comes back again. And it says that he disconnects again, and then it says that he returns, and then you actually are dealing with what looks like you have another real chance. So remember, he's going to be circling around you. Then he's going to be acting all cute, and it looks like you guys are actually spending a little bit of time together. He backs off, he comes back, he backs off, and then he's back again.
That's what he does.
But the thing is, I mean, he'll be back again. So it's like, it's not just this, you know, it's not just the back and forth and back and forth. It actually looks like he comes back to try to make it work. So, I mean, it really does not look like it's over. Now,
so the beginning of next year? Or?
This looks like it is. I know that, you know, it looks like you guys are spending a lot of time together here, like in the fall and the winter. He backs off after that. Like, just to give you a time frame, it looks like maybe he'll back off after New Year's. Then it looks like he comes back again, like maybe in February. Then he backs off again. And then it looks like he returns in the spring. And then in the springtime is where it looks like everything starts really happening again. Like you guys are back together. So, I mean, it really doesn't look like it's over. But in the meantime, because I know that you don't want to be holding a bag that by yourself. I still think that it's probably good for you to try to see if there's anyone out there that makes you feel something, just so, or getting, you know, just getting deeply involved into your, you know, whatever it is that you like to do. But I just, it really doesn't look like it's
done.
You know, it doesn't look like.
And you know, I am finally finding some men that I'm interested in. You know, oh, this, you know, would be nice. But then they're kind of the same way.
Right.
And of all the guys that, I mean, because guys really, you know, they like me. They're, you know, men are attracted to me, and but the ones I pick,
right,
have this quality in it. In them.
Apparently, they have a thing about them that's, that kind of is like, it's kind of like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it really doesn't look like it's totally done. And I think that when you guys started breaking up, it sounds like you guys started breaking up around Thanksgiving last year.
Yes, we did.
And
yeah.
You were in a Mercury retrograde. Thanksgiving was actually the start of a Mercury retrograde. Are you familiar with the Mercury retrograde?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was, I can't even remember, oh my gosh, what that one was about. But I do know that, and remember, people are more than their sun sign, but Sagittarians in particular, around their birthdays, they turn into freak shows.
Oh, yeah, and I'm telling you, half that, you know, I've known him for 17 years. I mean, this is, he's
And you know that every time he has a birthday, he turns into a weirdo.
Yeah. A lot of times we're not even together on his birthday.
Yeah.
Because
So, you know, it just kind of seems like, now remember, we can never generalize, just because, you know, when people, we have to look at what people's moons are and what their Mercury and what their Venuses are. But I do know a lot of Sages that when it's around their birthday, they start, it's almost like they have rabies or something.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? But, you know, yeah, it does happen. I've seen it. And it's
he's actually in a relationship right now.
Let me see what's going on with that. I am. Hold on a second. I'm just going to get a little bit of a glimpse, and that might be why he's doing this weird seesaw thing. I bet you they break up in September. I mean, that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm hearing.
That's
funny.
That's what I've been getting, and that's why I've been really anxious lately.
Yeah. Let me see. But
or like towards the end of August. Or
yeah.
But he seems like he's told me he's like happy and that, you know, like, which is, you know, nothing I haven't heard before. But.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it does look like here it says that they are, it looks like it's a break, but there's extreme change in the break. And it looks like she herself, I don't know if you know anything about her, but she herself, it looks like she has a hard time being alone. And so,
yes.
Do you know her at all?
No, I know people who know her. Yeah, I know some things about her.
Okay. But yeah, it does look like she has a very, very, very hard time being alone. So if they take a break, it looks like she goes right out and meets someone. And actually, it's like she meets a few people. And so it's like she just completely just, you know, just kind of turns into this person that's meeting tons of people. I'll just put it that way. And so basically it looks like you know, she goes to be with somebody else. That's honestly what happens. You know, they're taking a break, quote unquote, but she goes to be with someone else.
Well, that's interesting because I never really thought that she was into him. I was actually shocked when they started dating. And I actually, before him, I kind of, because I'm intuitive, and I knew I was like not happy about them being friends.
Right.
And, but then, you know, and he would always say, she would never date me. She would never, you know.
Right.
And then they end up spending time together.
Do you know if by chance she's a Sagittarius too?
Her birthday is late November.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So it's you know what? That's a good combination for friends, but it's not a good combination for relationships. And it's a good combination for Crazy Town relationship. You know what I mean? But they make better friends. But I'm going to tell you something. Try your best. You gotta lay some ground rules because you know that he doesn't need to be fostering a friendship with her if they split off because she'll come and go and come and go like a cat being fed.
And I mean that we had that problem early on in our relationship with someone. I mean he has a problem, and if we ever end up back together, when we do, I mean. Ground rules have to be.
Yeah, you have to establish some ground rules because
and boundaries. And,
I think that I think it's going to be okay. Like I said, I do think he'll be back. But you know, you just gotta lay it out for you know what you will accept and just common sense stuff. Just
and you have to live
comments.
Your life until then. You know what I mean? Like, I have my own life. That's where I struggle with. I find myself kind of wanting to wait around, you know, and I get anxious. Because, you know, as I said, I know things as well. Like, I know they're coming up to a breakup, and it's just, I don't know, I get anxious.
Yeah, I mean, I know, because you just are like, come on, just do it already, because we know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've had to learn is to, you know, not to tell people that we care about the future about certain things because sometimes it makes them feel as if we're trying to control things. And not only that, but it makes them feel like they have no free will. And the thing is, it's like when you're making predictions or when you're seeing things, you know, I always try to, you know, imagine I'm making a cake and I put free will in like it's sugar. Dump it in, just dump it all in because, and then we just want to see what bakes up. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Okay.
I think it's going to be okay. I do.
I just really hope, though, I can, you know, when he does come back, because that back and forth, and like you even just saying he's going to circle and then we'll spend time together and then bounce away. And I mean, that is, you know, it's like I don't want to do that again.
Right.
But,
well, you just hang in there. Okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you too.
Thank you too.
Okay.
Can I stay on and listen? Do you have other callers?
You could stay on and listen. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem, dear. No problem.
God bless.
You too. If anyone wants to call in, because our lines are kind of open, we do have people in line, but no one has pressed the little thing that says that they want to talk. So remember, the call-in number is 347-215-8421. Area code 707 has just clicked in saying they want to talk. So give me just a moment. I'm going to play a little ditty for you guys real quickly, and we'll be right back. I build my world with words. What do I carve into the universe when I cast out words that rip apart others and tear people down instead of building? Let's set aside darkness and bring forward the light. Look around the room you're in. This is your universe, your pillows, your shoes, your computer, perhaps your bed. Your office space, where you sit, is your universe. The things you see around you are your stars, your moons, your planets. Take a deep breath and say out loud, I am beautiful. I'm a wonderful friend. I'm a good husband or wife. I'm a good provider. I am healthy. I love you. I love myself. I am love. The words I breathe out of my mouth must be words I am ready to breathe back into my body. And when creating your mantra, whatever words you are using, be prepared for these words to fortify you throughout the day. I am beautiful. Breathe in. I am loved. Breathe in. I am brilliant. Breathe in. I am a good person. Breathe in. The words you choose, breathe those words back in. This is the honey that courses through your veins, and this is to become what is solid in your universe. When you talk to your, when you drink your water, talk to it. Tell your water, thank you for making me healthy. Thank you for keeping me beautiful. Thank you for making me clean. Remember, I build my world with words. What will I project into the universe when I cast out words that affirm hopefulness and promise? Put aside dark things and bring forward light. What comes around goes around. This does not have to be a threat. This is actually your wonderful inspiration. You are listening to the Broken Earth radio show. This is an emergency show because a lot of people are in turmoil. A lot of people are in crisis. And we're here for you tonight. Right now, we're taking caller from 707. This is Nunu. How can I help you? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm good, dear. I'm good. Could I have your name and your birth date?
Valerie, you need the date year.
Sure.
Date year.
Sure.
Okay. It's May 25th.
Okay. All right. Well, Valerie, why don't you share with me what's got you up tonight or what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to see what's going on around the job environment.
Okay. All right. Well, if you would, dear, I want you to breathe. Just let go. Okay, take some nice, good, deep breaths. Just kind of surrender yourself to your truth. Hold on just a moment. Remember, just relax. Okay. The Tower and the King of Swords. Okay. What's going on here, basically? Before this is, so you see the Queen of Cups. Okay. All right. I want to ask you a couple of things just because I want to see how we're supposed to be starting this out. I have to do this every now and again. And the reason I'm doing this is because one of your issues is actually called the Tower. Now, the Tower, in actual interpretation through the cards, is about just, you know, change. Some people see the change as everything falling apart and fire and brimstone and all that kind of stuff, but I actually see it as just inevitable change, where, you know, just one day this happens, okay? And then the other issue is called the King of Swords. Now, when I go backwards here, because I kind of want to see what you've been going through, I kind of get a feel that there has been, you've been looked over for a promotion, or you feel like there's something that you're being slighted in regards to. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And so has this man received the promotion over you?
No. It's not really a promotion. It's a little different than that.
Okay. Well, like I said, there's a male figure here, and even if he just, whether he's the entity itself looking over you, or if it's, you know, just a conflict you may be having with someone, but these are the issues, the Tower and this King of Swords, okay? But when we actually go into the spread, basically it looks like you're kind of half in and half out, like you're wondering if you should make a change. And it does look like, and I want to just make sure of what you do. Because of the character that represents you, are you doing office management, or are you what is it that you're doing?
I'm in the medical field.
Okay. Are you doing home health?
No.
Okay. That's okay. I'm not going to ask you any more questions. That's all right. Well, basically, what it looks like is going on with you is it does look like you've got this feel of just basically, I need more. So when I actually do see change, because it does look like there's change coming, sweetheart, there's some stuff, and my timing, I usually go backwards to make sure I've seen something. If you were listening to the other caller, I try to make sure I'm dealing with weeks or months, that sort of thing. But when I push forward for you, it looks like in a phase of three, and I think that this is probably three phases where it looks like you actually do have a change in your job or your career. But it looks like you're, honestly, it looks like you have options, and all your options are showing up as very big. Like there's a King of Coins, there's a King of Cups, there's a Queen of Coins, and this could represent hospitals, this could represent doctors or doctors or departments. But it does look like you've got several opportunities to choose from, and this looks like this is coming to you in a phase of three. So I'm believing that this is probably what August, September, October, November, like October, November time is where it looks like you've got opportunity for change. Now, I want to stop talking for just a moment because I want to make sure that this is making sense to you.
Yeah, it's making sense.
Okay. So anyhow, like I said, on the other side of all this, on the other side of your change, and it basically says that when you pick what you want to be responsible for, and in the next card is leaving a place, you actually, everything starts looking real bright after that. I mean, you got lots and lots of cup cards. I've got my Ace of Cups here. And if by chance, the type of work that you do is dealing with people that are cardiovascular, or even the Ace of Cups can also represent babies. This is in health readings, the Ace of Cups would be the heart, or blood, and or if in a regular reading, the Ace of Cups, in my readings rather, this can represent a baby or child, children or youth or people who get a lot of attention. You know, whichever you choose, it just starts to look like everything's just flowing for you. I mean, it's positive. The way that you're being received, it just looks a whole lot nicer. It looks a whole lot nicer. So if this tower represents change that's inevitable, or even just like sometimes the tower represents just a whole brand new place. It's not even about necessarily stuff falling apart. It could just be about like look in the tower, look in the hospital, or just look around you in the house that you exist in the tower you exist in, and see where you can make some sort of alter. You can alter things, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, there's nothing negative to come. It's just that you have to realize that you've got all these other, you've got tons and tons and tons of options, and there are people out there that respect you and appreciate what you do. You've just got to literally open yourself up to them.
Oh. Okay.
And like I said, opportunity looks like it's coming in the like October, November time. So it's very soon. It's very soon. Now, if I change this up a little bit to cycles, you know, if I say that, you know, the tower is your cycle, this is just basically saying that you can wait for it to fall on your head, or you can flip it upside down and make the change yourself. And it really looks like your guides and my guides, the people that are fighting for you, are saying knock it over and bring it to them, you know, because, you know, when you turn around, and when I read your spread backwards, which I love to do because it tells you, it gives you answers to other things. It says that if you make your change yourself, and it, you know, you don't always trust yourself. You know what I mean? You want to make, because sometimes we're used to what we know. It says if you focus on other people and things, when you knock it over, so to speak, when you start seeking, you see where you are very competitive with other people. I mean, you know, your resume is very competitive, and it says that you've got the sword, which means you've got the power. You've got the power in your resume. And then my judgment card falls out, and it says your history as the Queen of Cups and also the Queen of Batons, which is basically saying a favored woman and a healer. Your history, and also your temperance, which is the alchemy that exists in how you relate to other people. Like if you imagine that, you know, the way that you, your personality, you know, your bedside manner, your smile, just whatever it is that are the ingredients that make you, you are, people feel like they really want to open up and share with you. People
yes,
feel bonded to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to appreciate these qualities that are in you inherently so that you can get away from this whole feeling of being pushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think a lot of it just stems from jealousy of others. I mean, jealousy coming from others. I'm sorry.
Right. Right, I understand. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something that I've only told a few people, and I'm telling you this because I just want you to understand where even somebody who's trying, like myself, who is really trying to be the best me as I possibly can, and that's why I'm doing what I do tonight, you know, because this is what I do every single day, but I'm doing this for people right now because I feel their crisis. The other day I was on the plane and I saw a nun. And I was so jealous of the nun. How can you be jealous of a nun? You know, I was jealous of the nun because there's so many things that she didn't have to deal with, and she just was so happy. I was so envious of a nun. And when she was walking down the aisle, I just kind of wanted to trip her. I know that sounds terrible. It sounds so terrible, but I laugh at it right now because I realize that I could be a nun too, but I don't want to be a nun, and I'm not Catholic or anything like that. But I think a part of me also saw all these people talking to her and they were asking her questions about being a nun and whatever it is that she could possibly have answers to. And I just was like, you know, she wears this outfit and she gets this respect, and I'm just wearing regular clothes and no one knows me. And you know what I mean? It's just like, mm-hmm. we do the same things in theory, so to speak, but it's very, very different, but still the same. Except,
well, I think I'm dealing with jealousy so
right.
far as not me being jealous of them.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Them being jealous of me.
No, but what I'm saying to you as someone who has recently experienced a feeling of envy or a feeling of jealousy that I haven't had for a long time, I want you to see that people see you. They see you as joyful. They see you as people taking you seriously. And so they feel this way. They feel this way. They feel this envy, and it makes them resentful.
Yes, and that's what I'm dealing with. Uh-huh.
And as a healer yourself, because you're a nurse, as a healer, as someone who takes care of people, you're going to feel that energy. You're going to feel that stuff empathically. You're going to feel it. And with all those vibrations coming down at you, you're going to feel their feelings of being looked over and feel like it's happening to you. You see what I mean? So there's a whole lot of energy exchange going on here is what I'm trying to say.
I see.
So the way that, like I said, the way that they feel a certain way, and sometimes you just got to get yourself in a new environment that's fresh and not stale, because you're internalizing all this stuff.
Yeah, well, I've only been there not that long, but
right.
Yeah. So.
But just remember, you're competitive, you're good at what you do, there can be change if you want to make it, and sometimes you just got to test it just to see if somebody will take it. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it looks like it's coming very soon. And just if you know, if the environment you're in is just it feels so oppressive and it's making you feel just like, ugh, you just don't let it, you know, I'm not going to tell you to even fight it. Just move your environment so that you can be around light and it doesn't, and you don't have to feel like you're in a situation where people are saying, welcome to our hell. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's
cute. So. That is cute.
All right.
That is so cute. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. And do you have a website where we can contact you?
Yeah. On Facebook, it's just Psychic Nunu. Very simple. Just Psychic Nunu. And just add it. And like I said, I like to hear how people are doing. You know, just it's all good. It's Psychic Nunu.
Okay, great. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
No problem, dear. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I am going to be right back, everybody. We have a couple of callers. Area code 718, you will be next. Just bear with me just a moment. I will be right back. Area code 718. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Yes, Miss Elaine, and my question is, I've been looking for a handicap apartment for so long, and can you tell me what you see?
Sure. Miss Elaine, what is your birth date?
It's 3/18/70.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Elaine.
Oh, you said Elaine.
No, Celine.
Celine. Okay,
yes.
All right. Sorry about that, sweetheart. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay. All right, hold on just a moment. Remember, just relax. Mm-hmm. Just relax and just breathe. And we're going to see when Celine is going to be able to get into her handicap apartment. She's been waiting for a while, and the truth is what it is, but we want to see something awesome, but, you know, the truth is still just what it is. Let's see. Okay. Finally. Okay, it does look like it's going to happen. Now, so... did you just recently get put back on a list, or what's happened recently? Because I've got a list here that looks like it's new.
No. I just so many numbers, a countless number of different agencies and organizations.
Okay.
To no avail.
Okay. Now, that this list might just be all the different places that you're calling. Because when I go backwards, it says, you know, it talks about you seeking and et cetera, et cetera. Now, have you been waiting longer than 4 months?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me see. Okay. Has it been years or just months?
Actually, a little over a year.
Okay. So it's been 1 year. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure of our timing. All right, so we're looking at, we're in August, September, October, it says, for us to start looking in October. Okay, so the first week, second week, third, fourth. Okay, so two places come open in October. And so it looks like you should be hearing something in October because there's two places, there's two women or just two females here that look like they are not in those places or won't be in those places much longer. So that's where it looks like it is in October. Okay?
Oh, wow. This is, well, actually, I was expecting sooner because it's my daughter. You know, I need a handicap apartment for my daughter.
Okay.
And she's supposed to be starting school in September. So this month is like the month that we should have been in, you know, in the apartment.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. If by chance this is more like weeks instead of months, I mean, it could be in, hold on. If I change this to weeks, be on your gardens, okay, looking now, splitting here, maybe, you know, maybe, but it still doesn't look like she'd be in there. Honestly, it looks like maybe she'd be in, the latest she'd be in there, I think it's like maybe, oh, this is kind of frustrating because it still looks like she would be in there by October. Seriously. So no matter what, I'm looking at October.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the can you tell me, like, how this is going to happen? Like you know, how will I come into contact with the, you know, the owner or, you know, the agent?
Basically, it says when I go backwards from when she hears, it says that it starts talking about history. So history has got to be a stack of papers or just, you know, them looking through whoever it is that signed up for it. And there is, it looks like it's a woman that you're hearing from. And it looks like, you know, basically that's just how it looks like you're hearing from her, but it looks like it's through written communication. And so that's what connects you to each other. That's the bridge.
Oh, okay.
All right, dear. You hang in there. You hang in there, sweetheart. It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
All
right,
keep
love.
Faith. Thank you so
okay.
much, Nuno.
Okay, I'll sweetie.
Be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. Hold on. Just a moment. We do have quite a few people in the queue, but if you'll bear with me just a moment, because I have got a message from somebody, and I just want to answer it real quickly. So it's just going to give me a minute and a half, and we do have four people in the queue. We got 20 minutes, and we're going to be able to answer it all. Just give me a minute and a half. Pamela, it's Nunu. How can I help you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, dear. I'm very good. What's going on with you tonight?
This is actually my first time listening to your show and calling in, and I want to say I like it so far.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I wanted to know if you can pull up a card in the love area to see what's going on, because it looks like for me it's been a lot of changes. I just want to see if you can pick up what's coming in as far as a romantic relationship.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. Pamela's love life. Okay. Tradition in spite of, okay. Oh, so somebody apparently is supposed to be coming into the picture, but, oh, I got to ask you something real quick, Tamala. Is there somebody that you don't want to date that's around?
Well, I have an ex who's trying to get back in my space, but I can't go backwards. It's been too long.
Okay. No, it's okay, because like I said, there's a current person that looks like it's saying based upon what you choose to do. Okay.
There's two of them. I have one ex from back in 06. He's been, you know, hitting around getting back together, but it's too long, and I've grown, and I don't see a point in rekindling that. So,
right.
You're probably picking up on that. But I do have a friend that he and I had a little falling out, and it's a friendship that could have turned into something else.
Right.
We're just kind of taking a break from one another right now. So maybe you could be picking that up too.
That's true. Because, well, basically, like I said, you have a thing here that's telling you based upon what you do. And then it says in spite of bitter experiences, there's a return. And the return, I really feel like we're only dealing with days or weeks, so to speak. So hold on. I think this is where he is. So,
okay.
So it says he who is withdrawn comes back. And so we're looking at, like I said, it looks like it's days. And for some reason, it's being defined day by day by day instead of just saying, you know, 16, instead of saying a week and 2 days, it's saying 16 days. And so basically, I guess this is some sort of a transformation. But in about 16 days, it looks like this person comes back around, you know, that it, and it says you've won him over, but you've just got to decide how you feel.
Wow.
And you know what the thing is, I know that you may be feeling like, oh, yeah, I'll go for it. But when the time comes, you know, sometimes if somebody lets us sit back and really think about them, like what they've done, you may feel different. You know what I mean?
Now, to make sure that I'm picking up on the right one, can you give me like, well, can I tell you like, I don't know, I just need to know if he's the one that I'm thinking about. Do you feel an energy, or do you need me to give you an initial or his zodiac sign to make sure, well, we're talking about the right person?
What's his name?
Oh, goodness. I don't want to say his name on
what are his initials?
M.
M? Okay. We're just going to see if it's M. Very simple.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. It says that the way that things were left between the two of you guys, basically it says that he wasn't ready for emotional responsibility.
Okay.
And it says that he's been seeking, which means he's been talking to other people, he's been whooping it up, he's been having whatever he's been doing, he's been doing it. And
so
then
that's
says,
that's that transformation you just spoke of, right?
Right. And it says that it says soon you see. You win him over because you've been complacent, which means that because that you haven't chased him down, he comes back. He'll cool off and he'll come back. And that's M.
Okay. But what is the – and I don't want to take too long because I know you got other callers too. Mm-hmm. But and I know you did say it was going to be a choice. But my thing is it going to be a good transformation? Well, it's his thing, not mine. I realize that. But is it going to be a good meeting up again, or has he changed for the better? Can you see that?
Well, the thing is, it's about the thing that you guys are going through with each other is actually being referred to as spiritual connection.
Okay.
So I believe. See, the thing is, I don't want to tell you no. And I don't want to tell you yes and just have you feeling like this is going to be it. But what I can see, what our guides are letting me see is his return. And you're being told based upon how you feel at that point. So I question how you're going to feel at that point. That's honestly my answer to you.
Okay. Based on okay, I got you. Because when you're dealing with spirit, you just got to let it resonate. Okay.
Right. And so I'm seriously saying that I wonder if you're just even going to even want to be dealing with him at that point.
Right. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. All right, dear. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Caller at 615. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
First time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to say this show is great. What is the thing that you do to relax? What are some music or TV shows or books that you like to do, listen to, that get you in that mood, relax you out?
Honestly, I really like listening to just stuff that's going to help open up the third eye, or just, you know, open up your chakras. I mean, I listen to a whole lot of crystal music and a lot of ambient music. I also like a lot of piano, a lot of peaceful things. I'm really big into soundtracks. Like, I like to listen to soundtracks because I feel like I'm running through a soundtrack myself, you know. But that's the kind of music I like to listen to. And as far as movies, I like just anything, stuff that's going to make me crack up, some stuff that's probably just totally wrong and you feel guilty for watching it, you know, but, you know, it just, whatever just takes me away from the day. Thank you for asking me that.
You're very welcome, and I'll get off the phone to enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. You have a good one, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we have about 5 more people, and we have 12 minutes. So let's try to keep our calls quick. I'm sorry about that, but, you know, the show is a little bit shorter tonight. But caller at 267, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, dear. Could I have your first name?
Yes, it's Crystal.
Okay, Crystal, love. What's your question tonight?
I'm stuck in between which one I want to ask. So could you pull a card and see what would pertain either to relationship or a house move that I have to make?
Sure. Okay. Hold on just a moment, sweetie. I don't know if this is a very fair card. The card you have is actually a card. It's the Seven of Cups. And I'm going to kind of explain it to you. Okay. The Seven of Cups is basically, it represents like, okay, let me give you a little rundown because this really is kind of a complex card, okay? Mm-hmm. You are going to the grocery store and I'm with you. And we're walking down the aisle, okay? And we're picking our stuff, and I'm putting my stuff in the cart, and you're putting your stuff in the cart. We get to the front, and we get rang up. We get rang up together, and they tell us that'll be $70. And so I put in $20, you put in $50. We don't even think about it. We're together. We're friends. We get back to our apartment. I'm going to the back of the car, and I'm loading up my bags. I'm taking your stuff out of my bags. I'm putting my stuff in bags, and then when I walk inside, I'm carrying my stuff, and all your stuff is just rolling around in the back of the car. That's the Seven of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you're being told is that it seems like there are certain things that you've got to figure out which are really important to carry and some things that are not. And it also looks like you may be doing a lot of things by yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, and this is also a card I like to call my matrix card, because if you imagine that you're being shot at like Neo, you got to figure out what bullets don't matter and what bullets you want to let hit you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this mm-hmm. is, it's not a very fair card because it's completely telling you that you've got to figure out, you've got to pick what matters and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if that helps you because it seems like it may give you more questions.
Oh, absolutely does. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, dear. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Caller at 773. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi. I love your accent.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome. Hey, I have a person that is a friend of mine that I had a crush on. We're not seeing each other or anything. He's dating someone else. But I just wonder, why do I still keep thinking of him, even though I've moved on?
How long have you been, how long have you been thinking about him?
Oh, just recently.
Just recently? Okay. If you think about the fact that we're in this Mercury retrograde.
It's a little bit more than, it's more than Mercury retrograde.
Well, see, I mean, no, actually this retrograde I'm about to talk to you about is a little different than a lot of the others. Because this one is in regards to where Leo plays out in your life. And what's your birth date real quick?
3/31/67.
Okay, hold on just a moment. because this actually is one that's been building. Hold on, let me see. March the 31st. 67. Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see, 67. And it really doesn't matter much with, but what's city and state?
Chicago, Illinois, or where I was born, Indianapolis.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, hold on just a moment. All right, there we go. So what I'm about to do is I'm going to see where Leo plays out in your life. Hold on. Sun's in Aries. Moon is in Pluto. Mercury's in Pisces. Okay. I want to see if your Mercury and your Leo are in the same house. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight. Okay, you have Leo in your ninth house on the cusp. And what that's telling you is that it's about where you're willing to go. This is very interesting because it's actually what brings you to call. The ninth house is where you're willing to go beyond your everyday experiences in search of meaning. Okay. So basically, mm-hmm. Let me see what the lesson was in your relationship real quickly. And, that's why it's being. I'm sorry to talk over you.
No, you're not. I'm actually talking. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay, dear. Let me see.
It's resonating.
All right, let's see. Oh, wow. Now, let me tell you, it looks like this relationship was actually, when it was good, it was fun. And I mean, like, you're being told there's about celebration, self-indulgence, winning people over. And if you flip those cards upside down, it's about how we get along with other people and also truths being revealed. And so what you're dealing with, I think, and you can tell me if you think that this is true, I really feel like you might be trying to get back to a place in your life where you're just able to just have fun.
Yes.
And I know that sounds a little trite, but I mean, if you do what I do, I'm not trying to use me as an example explicitly, but I do what I do right now, every day, all day long. And if I was you or if you were me, you'd probably be trying to figure out how you could just, you know, put firecrackers in your hair. You know what I mean? It's just because when it looks like you guys used to really, really, really have fun.
Well, we were really good friends, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of seems like... Okay. And this particular retrograde, just real quickly, there's a lot of stuff that's happening astrologically that has been happening. Okay, I'm going to explain this in a weird way. The sun is a star. And there are some constellations up in the sky that transit with each other, and I can't even remember their names. But anyway, they have been trying to do this for probably millions of years. But the way that the stars are moving apart from each other, so it's almost like saying that Siamese twins are being separated at the brain. And remember, this has been going on for a long time, and so there has to be storms and all kinds of chaos up there in the universe that we don't even know about down here, except we feel it because we are universal beings. And so for this person to be thundering through your mind, and when I tell you it's retrograde, you're like, no, it's more than that. I know it's more than that because this has been going on for millions of years. And so this has been going on for millions of seconds. And you know what I mean? There's so much going on with you that it's like, you know, I really feel like you're finally at a place where it's like it's digging in your marrow about this split, but you're really, really missing something that you had there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to talk to you about this deeper, but I've got about, oh my gosh, I have like 2 minutes left. And there's a few people left, so I'll probably be able to take one more caller, guys, and
that's
I'm really
okay.
sorry
that's
about
okay.
it. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Dear. Okay. Everybody, remember to add Psychic Nunu to your Facebook page. This is caller 951.
Hi. This is Donna. I need to move shortly. Could you maybe check the cards to see when that might happen and what kind of a situation it might be?
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
All right, and remember, just relax, dear. Just breathe. Okay. Oh, you're moving.
Well,
are you supposed to be moving in weeks or months, sweetheart?
Oh, well, whenever I can find something affordable.
Okay. The house, we got a building, so a structure here next month. And so basically it's after next month.
Okay.
And
But you said a building, it's structure.
Well, I'm just saying that whether or not it's a house or an apartment you're looking for.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it does look like you'll be finding it in the month of September.
Oh.
So it is soon.
Good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I guess I'll be able to afford it because I'm moving.
You'll be able to put it together. I mean, it really does look like it's I've got my magician showing up here, so it does look like it might be something that could possibly even be prorated or something, because you've got a magician with the Emperor, and he's basically, organizing some things with you. So you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to do
it.
Right. Yeah.
That's
all right.
Encouraged. Thank you so much.
All right, Donna.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Okay. Everybody, we have about 20 seconds left, but thank you so much for coming tonight. This was an emergency show, so to speak. We usually are on Tuesdays. Please add Psychic Nunu to your Facebook page, and it's been so good talking to everybody tonight, and I really, really hope you have lots of peace, lots of joy, lots of love, and namaste, everyone.